Bundeling van de krachten van het licht. In dit derde deel van de lezing van Benjamin Graham in Nagoya in Japan in 2010, een nieuwe beschaving breekt aan, presenteert Benjamin Graham aan ons de derde grote gebeurtenis die op dit moment op de planeet plaatsvindt, namelijk de bundeling van de krachten van het licht. Deze buitengewone gebeurtenis, de samenwerking met de ruimtebroeders van andere planeten, wordt door Benjamin Graham eenvoudig uitgelegd, waardoor wij in staat zijn deze gebeurtenis goed te plaatsen en te begrijpen in ons complexe tijdsgewricht.
Third tremendous event is taking place at the same time, which is the gathering of the forces of light. Who are the forces of light? Well, they are the men of spirit, spiritual workers, the masters of wisdom of our planet, and the spiritual workers, the masters of the various other planets of our own solar system, which are purported not to be able to hold life. For the last over 60 years, the governments of this planet have done a great disservice to humanity, quite apart from their disgraceful incompetence, which has brought about crisis after crisis, political and economic, till today we are immersed in the biggest crisis of all. The governments have disgracefully, deliberately hidden from humanity the reality, their knowledge of the reality of what we call UFOs, flying saucers, spacecraft in our world. Not only that, but some of them denigrate, wherever possible, the work and activities of the inhabitants of the UFOs, accuse them of all manner of wrongdoing, of hideous actions vis-à-vis humanity, thereby creating a tremendous fear in humanity about the nature of the inhabitants of the UFOs. They have known from the early 40s and 50s that the spacecraft exist. All the governments have irrefutable evidence of this fact. And now some of them are in process of destroying this evidence because they realize that the truth is beginning to come out and they are already beginning to cover their tracks. The people, the inhabitants of the UFOs, flying saucers, are engaged on a great spiritual mission to Earth to help and aid us in every way they can within the law of karma and help us to move with not too great a pain from the age of Pisces to that of Aquarius. The greatest part of their work that takes up perhaps 90% of their time is spent on mopping up, making positive what is negative in our polluted planet. Especially the most dangerous pollution of all, that caused by atomic radiation. We have hundreds now of nuclear power stations in the world, and many nations are planning to create hundreds more because they are convinced this is clean and does not add to the heating up of the earth. Nothing could be farther from the truth. From every nuclear power station, every nuclear experimentation, vis-a-vis bombs or whatever, is thrown, emitted into our atmosphere, nuclear radiation at levels which our present science cannot measure. Those clever scientists who think that they have tamed nuclear energy and can control it are totally mistaken. It is simply that they do not have the technology to measure the emissions of nuclear radiation above gas, because they limit the matter aspect of the planet to just three states: solid physical, liquid physical, and gaseous physical. The masters, who are the master scientists of the world, postulate the existence of four further aspects of matter above gas, the so-called etheric levels of matter. Now, most of the damage done to humanity's system, and from the master's point of view, pollution is the major killer in the world. It breaks down humanity's immune system and so makes us open to all manner of diseases which would otherwise not affect us. People wonder, why is there this sudden increase in Alzheimer's disease all over the world at younger and younger ages? Alzheimer's used to be seen as a disease for the very old. But today, middle-aged and even young people are dying of Alzheimer's, being left to rot with Alzheimer's in their middle or young age. And no one knows why. It's the result of direct radiation at the etheric levels of matter. And the Space Brothers, those from mainly Mars and Venus, who you are told do not contain life, but do in fact contain much life, but at the etheric level of matter, invisible to humanity unless you have etheric vision. The scientists, the astronomers, posit the existence of what they call dark matter. They can't see it, they can't find it, but their calculations tell them that it is there. So they call it dark matter. Very simply, what the scientists call dark matter are the etheric planes of matter. Those above what we call gas. So the Space Brothers come mainly from Mars and Venus, our neighboring planets, but also from many of the other planets, Jupiter and Saturn and so on. Most of them are made on Mars, and they are made by thought, a And by their behavior in our skies, you can see that the technology of Mars is way, way beyond that of Earth. Of course, if you went to Mars, you would see nobody. If you went to Venus, you would see nobody. So the scientists say there is nobody on the other planets, Mars, Venus. But actually, there are more people on Mars than there are on Earth. And we have 6.7 billion people at the moment on Earth. There are about 9 billion people on Mars, which is a much smaller planet. If you had etheric vision, which they have, you would see them just as they see each other. Their vehicles are etheric. The spacecraft, the UFOs, likewise are etheric. They're made of etheric matter. So they're not solid, what we would call solid physical. That's why they are like lights in the sky. When they want to appear, they can lower the vibrational rate of the vehicle until they come within our range of vision. And when they want to not be seen, they lift the vibration again up to the etheric level, their normal level, and they disappear. That is why UFOs suddenly disappear from sight, having been there for a time. So what is their real purpose? It is to help Earth. It's a gathering of the forces of light. They are coming as the forces of light of these other planets to this planet and working with the forces of light of our planet to reinstate a better, more spiritual life on planet Earth. They create the so-called crop circles. The British government pays money to the farmers in the south of England to plough up their crops as soon as a crop circle appears. And crop circles appear in the south of England more than anywhere else in the world because Maitreya is in London. It's a spiritual mission they're on. And they do it totally dedicated, spending enormous lengths of time working to rectify this planet, to save this planet from the destruction that we are imposing on the planet. They are also doing something else, creating a new technology for humanity on planet Earth, laying the foundations for that new technology which will transform life on Earth, laying the foundations for a way of finding the energy of the sun and making it useful in relation to the magnetic energy of our planet itself, creating what Maitreya calls the technology of light, the science of light, which will give us completely safe, unlimited energy for every single purpose need. So we can stop polluting the planet. We can stop heating up the planet. And the masters know what we have done and what needs to be done to rectify what we have done and to create a new civilization based on a completely different basis.